Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Dr. Sharon Ford from Focus on the Family, and I think a lot of people are familiar with Focus on the Family's work over the years, and also with Brian Proctor. He is with Orphan Care Alliance based out of Kentucky. Now, not as many people may be familiar with Orphan Care Alliance, so Brian, could you tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do?
You know, Kyle, here at Orphan Care Alliance, our vision is that the body of Christ would lead the efforts of caring for foster care and adoptive communities in Kentucky and southern Indiana. Our overall mission here at OCA is to equip, connect, and mobilize Christians to serve vulnerable children and families. And we're truly excited about our partnership that was established with Focus on the Family back in 2018 to come to Kentucky and really to help empower the work that we do here at Orphan Care Alliance. And our work does expand. I always like to tell people we are hands and feet here in Kentucky of working with vulnerable children and families and really trying to equip the local church to mobilize and to serve these children and families. So that's kind of what we do here at Orphan Care Alliance across the great Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Okay, and so I understand that Orphan Care Alliance and Focus on the Family have partnered now to put on an event. It's going to be in Ashland coming up in August called Wait No More. Dr. Ford, could you tell us a little bit about that event and what it is, what people should expect?
You know, we are so excited about our partnership with Orphan Care Alliance to touch the lives of Kentuckians as they open their hearts and open their homes to become qualified foster parents or approved potential adoptive parents for children in Kentucky and Indiana who are in need of a safe place. And Focus has always desired to serve the local community. And so Orphan Care Alliance is our local partner. And we, of course, always reach out to the body of Christ. We go in and ask churches to give room for their congregants to step forward to make a difference in the lives of children. And so our upcoming event on August the 24th is just an opportunity for the Bride of Christ, irrespective of denomination, to come forward and say, God, how would you use my family to make a difference in the life of a hurting child? And it's been our hope that Kentuckians and Indianians near and far will step into that space, come and learn more. It's a free event, and we'll serve hors d'oeuvres for people, and we're hoping that people will come and bring a friend. And when they bring a friend with them, we have an opportunity to just be a blessing, not only to that family who's thinking about being a foster parent or adoptive parent, but to that friend who will also support that individual, that family who says, we're going to welcome children into our home.
Okay, so this event is coming up on August 24th, and where is it going to be located?
Yeah, so Kyle, this is going to be at Rose Hill Baptist Church there in Ashland, Kentucky. And we are really, really grateful for Pastor Matt Shamlin and Rose Hill. The family there are willing to host that. But again, as Sharon alluded to earlier, this is not to a specific denomination. This reaches across the church community as a whole, just the entire body of Christ stepping up and stepping into just to being a light and a hope for these children.
Excellent. I really appreciate the point that this is not a denominational thing. This is just Christians coming together, trying to do something good. That's so important. Let me ask, Brian, could you give us just a little bit of an explanation of how big the need is for foster and adoptive parents in Kentucky right now?
Yeah, so Kyle, there's a dire need here in Kentucky. I would say, you know, we look at numbers on a very frequent basis. You know, currently we have a little over 9,100 kids that are in out-of-home care in Kentucky. And of those 9,100, we have some 3,200 kids that are what are considered ready for adoption. They're ready for a loving and caring family to accept them into their home. These 3,200 children, parental rights have already been terminated. So they're waiting for every family, you know. And we believe here at Orphan Care Alliance that standpoint that we, as believers, we've been called to step into this brokenness. You know, just as Christ stepped into our brokenness, we believe that the church, that the body of Christ is called to step into this. And, you know, I don't want our listeners today to think that, hey, just because I can't be a foster parent or adoptive parent, that you can't be a part of this. You know, having the opportunity to travel here in Kentucky and speak in churches and really try to help mobilize the church, we use that phrase, everyone can do something. Even if you're not called to adopt or not called to foster, there are so many things that you can be a part of. As Sharon kind of talked a little bit about, being that support, you know, and there's so many different levels of what that support looks like. And I think, you know, people come to this event, they're going to hear those opportunities as well. You know, a lot of times when we say foster care or adoption, we lose 95% of the people that we're talking to because they think that's the only important piece. And that's just truly a small part. That these families that step into that part and role, they need a holistic support system wrapping around them and loving on them and nurturing them and assisting them on this journey. And that's really what we're really reaching into the faith-based community and the church itself to say, this is an opportunity that we can rise up as the church and engage as we've been called to do through Scripture. So it is vitally important that everybody can be a part of this. Some way, somehow, there is an opportunity for you to participate of pouring love, and most importantly, pouring the love of Christ into these hurting families and children.
It takes everybody coming forward to make the difference, to keep children safe, and to care for them until they can either go back home safely or move on into permanency with an adoptive family. No child should continue to live in an unsafe situation, and we really need everyone to step forward and to come and learn more about what they can do to make a difference. And that's why it's so important. We even want current foster families to come to this event and bring somebody with them, because to the current foster families who come to the event, we have a special gift for them. We have some suitcases that we would love to be able to bless the current foster families with, who have children in their home. Those children might have come into their home with their things in a plastic bag. Well, we want to be a blessing to that foster child, and so have that foster parent come. And bring a friend, and if you bring a friend to this Wait No More event, we're going to give you the blessing of a suitcase for the children, the foster children, in your home. So come. We're looking forward to meeting you August the 24th in Ashland at this Wait No More event.
That'll be a huge blessing to families that have foster children, I'm sure. And I appreciate the point that everybody can do something. Now, the main event will be on August the 24th at Rose Hill Baptist Church in Ashland, Kentucky. But it has been mentioned that there will be some follow-up events that will come later for those who want to take the next step. Could you tell me a little bit about those follow-up events that are coming?
Yeah, so, you know, the amazing thing about our partnership is focus on the family coming in and just really sharing a message of hope and really challenging the body of Christ to engage. And again, we're thankful for that partnership, that we're the organization here in Kentucky that have the ability to be the hands and feet and kind of carry that forward. So the night of the event, you know, the participants that are there are going to have multiple opportunities to sign up to take those next steps. You know, here at Orphan Care Alliance, we have partnerships that we work through, and we offer foster parent training classes. So there will be foster parent training classes that those individuals will have an opportunity to sign up for at the event and register, right, and begin to take some of those first steps to become a foster home here in Kentucky. And the homes that we train, they can do foster care through the state system, foster care system, or they can even work with some of the private agencies that OCA works with and coordinates with. with, and I know one of those in this particular area, is Ramey Eastap. And they have a great program, and they have great needs for their children as well. So those are some of the follow up things that they'll have opportunity for. One of the big ones also that will be at our Orphan Care Alliance table for people, this whole piece of everyone can do something, is our OCA Gateway. And it is really just a tool and a resource for those people that says, you know what, I can't foster, I can't adopt, but I want to do something. And this OCA Gateway is an online portal that they can sign up as a volunteer. And as children are coming into care and they have specific needs, those needs are inputted by the social workers into this database, and as people sign up as a volunteer, they see those needs each day, and they have an opportunity to say, hey, you know what, I can provide clothes for this kiddo, or I can provide a bunk bed, or I can provide, you know, whatever that is. They can help meet that need through this online system called OCA Gateway. And if people are interested in knowing what that looks like, you can visit our website, ocagateway.org, for more details on how to be a part of that as well.
Great. So again, if you're interested in that program to help with families that have foster children or adopted children, to help supply some of the needs that those families are facing, again, the website to find out more about that is ocagateway.org. But for this event that's coming up, Wait No More, coming up on August 24th at Rose Hill Baptist Church in Ashland, Kentucky, where can people go to register for that event?
People can register for the Wait No More event by going to waitnomore.org/Kentucky. waitnomore.org/Kentucky.
Excellent. That website, one more time, is waitnomore.org/KY. Well, I want to say thank you to Brian Proctor from Orphan Care Alliance and Dr. Sharon Ford from Focus on the Family for being my special guests today for our Community Matters interview. If you missed any portion of this interview, if you'd like to hear it again, be sure to visit walkfm.org, or you can text the word community to 855-592-5536. And remember, if you're part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I'd like to talk to you as well. Send me a note at communitymatters@walkfm.org. Who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.